Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I want to welcome you to the Think and Grow Rich call. It is Thursday, April 5th, 2012. We've got a great message lined up for today. And I want to introduce it by just asking a question. What if you could purchase an insurance policy that would insure against any failure that you might ever have in your business? What if this policy would absolutely guarantee that you could have whatever amount of success you wanted to have in your business? And what if this policy actually were free? Would that be a policy that you would pick up? Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're going to talk about today in Chapter 9 of the book Think and Grow Rich. This chapter is entitled Persistence, the Sustained Effort Necessary to Induce Faith. The eighth step toward riches. Persistence is an essential factor in the procedure of transmuting desire into its monetary equivalent. The basis of persistence is the power of will. Willpower and desire, when properly combined, make an irresistible pair. Men who accumulate great fortunes are generally known as cold-blooded and sometimes ruthless. Often they are misunderstood. What they have is willpower, which they mix with persistence and place back of their desires to ensure the attainment of their objectives. Henry Ford has generally been misunderstood to be ruthless and cold-blooded. This misconception grew out of Ford's habit of following through in all of his plans with persistence. The majority of people are ready to throw their aims and purposes overboard and give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. A few carry on despite all opposition until they attain their goal. These few are the Fords, Carnegies, Rockefellers, and Edisons. There may be no heroic connotation to the word persistence, but the quality is to the character of man what carbon is to steel. The building of a fortune generally involves the application of the entire 13 factors of this philosophy. These principles must be understood. They must be applied with persistence by all who accumulate money. If you are following this book with the intention of applying the knowledge it conveys, your first test as to your persistence will come when you begin to follow the six steps described in the second chapter. Unless you are one out of the two of every 100 who already have a definite goal at which you are aiming and a definite plan for its attainment, you may read the instructions and then pass on with your daily routine and never comply with those instructions. The author is checking you up at this point because lack of persistence is one of the major causes of failure. Moreover, experience with thousands of people has proved that lack of persistence is a weakness common to the majority of men. It is a weakness which may be overcome by effort. The ease with which lack of persistence may be conquered will depend entirely upon the intensity of one's desire. The starting point of all achievement is desire. Keep this constantly in mind. Weak desires bring weak results, just as a small amount of fire makes a small amount of heat. If you find yourself lacking in persistence, this weakness may be remedied by building a stronger fire under your desires. Continue to read through to the end, then go back to chapter 2 and start immediately to carry out the instructions given in connection with the six steps. The eagerness with which you follow these instructions will indicate clearly how much or how little you really desire to accumulate money. If you find that you are indifferent, you may be sure that you have not yet acquired the money consciousness which you must possess before you can be sure of accumulating a fortune. And I think it would be beneficial for us at this point to jump back to chapter 2 and go through those six steps briefly for the purpose of reviewing for maybe those of us who were not with us when we went through these originally, and for those of us who have been on the call since chapter 2, we want to check ourselves up at this point and see if we are following through with the instructions given to us in chapter 2. So here are the six steps. And above the six steps, Napoleon says, the method by which desire for riches can be transmuted into its financial equivalent consists of six definite practical steps. And here they are. First, fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. It is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite as to the amount. There is a psychological reason for definiteness, which will be described in a subsequent chapter. Second, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. There is no such reality as something for nothing. Third, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. Fourth, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action. Fifth, write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire, name the time limit for its acquisition, state what you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. And sixth, read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night and once after arising in the morning. As you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. Those are the critical six steps. And then we continue on here in the chapter on persistence. Fortunes gravitate to men whose minds have been prepared to attract them, just as surely as water gravitates to the ocean. In this book may be found all the stimuli necessary to attune any normal mind to the vibrations which will attract the object of one's desires. If you find you are weak in persistence, center your attention upon the instructions contained in the chapter on power. Surround yourself with a mastermind group, and through the cooperative efforts of the members of this group, you can develop persistence. You will find additional instructions for the development of persistence in the chapters on auto-suggestion. And real quick, folks, this is a mastermind. Us getting on this call every morning, we have the discussion after the message. This absolutely is a mastermind, and one in which we can use to encourage persistence within each other. If we will but commit to be on this call and commit to, you know, engage in the mastermind discussion and commit to reach out when we need some assistance to the members of the group, we have this going on a daily basis. So I hope that we can all realize the power of what we have here and the power of, you know, the encouragement that we give each other and driving on and staying the course day in, day out, every day, reminding ourselves of these principles. You will find additional instructions for the development of persistence in the chapters on auto-suggestion and the subconscious mind. Follow the instructions outlined in these chapters until your habit nature hands over to your subconscious mind a clear picture of the object of your desire. From that point on, you will not be handicapped by lack of persistence. Your subconscious mind works continuously while you are awake and while you are asleep. Spasmodic or occasional effort to apply the rules will be of no value to you. To get results, you must apply all of the rules until their application becomes a fixed habit with you. In no other way can you develop the necessary money consciousness. Poverty is attracted to the one whose mind is favorable to it, as money is attracted to him whose mind has been deliberately prepared to attract it, and through the same laws. Poverty consciousness will voluntarily seize the mind which is not occupied with the money consciousness. A poverty consciousness develops without conscious application of habits favorable to it. The money consciousness must be created to order unless one is born with such a consciousness. Catch the full significance of the statements in the preceding paragraph, and you will understand the importance of persistence in the accumulation of a fortune. Without persistence, you will be defeated even before you start. With persistence, you will win. If you have ever experienced a nightmare, you will realize the value of persistence. You are lying in bed, half awake, with a feeling that you are about to smother. You are unable to turn over or to move a muscle. You realize that you must begin to regain control over your muscles. Through persistent effort of willpower, you finally manage to move the fingers of one hand. By continuing to move your fingers, you extend your control to the muscles of one arm until you can lift it. Then you gain control of the other arm and in the same manner. You finally gain control over the muscles of one leg and then extend to the other leg. Then, with one supreme effort of will, you regain complete control over your muscular system and snap out of your nightmare. The trick has been turned step by step. You may find it necessary to snap out of your mental inertia through a similar procedure, moving slowly at first, then increasing your speed until you gain complete control over your will. Be persistent, no matter how slowly you may have to have at first to move. With persistence will come success. If you select your mastermind group with care, you will have in it at least one person who will help you in the aid who will aid you in the development of persistence. Some men who have accumulated great fortunes did so because of necessity. They developed the habit of persistence because they were so closely driven by circumstances that they had to become persistent. There is no substitute for persistence. It cannot be supplanted by any other quality. Remember this, and it will hearten you in the beginning when the going may seem difficult and slow. Those who have cultivated the habit of persistence seem to enjoy insurance against failure. No matter how many times they are defeated, they finally arrive up toward the top of the ladder. Sometimes it appears that there is a hidden guide whose duty is to test men through all sorts of discouraging experiences. Those who pick themselves up after defeat and keep on trying arrive, and the world cries, "Bravo! I knew you could do it!" The hidden guide lets no one enjoy great achievement without passing the persistence test. Those who can't take it simply do not make the grade. Those who can take it are bountifully rewarded for their persistence. They receive as their compensation whatever goal they are pursuing. That is not all. They receive something infinitely more important than material compensation, knowledge that every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent advantage. A few people know from experience the soundness of persistence. They are the ones who have not accepted defeat as being anything more than temporary. They are the ones whose desires are so persistently applied that defeat is finally changed into victory. We who stand on the sidelines of life see the overwhelmingly large number who go down in defeat, never to rise again. We see the few who take the punishment of defeat as an urge to greater effort. These, fortunately, never learn to accept life's reverse gear. But what we do not see, what most of us never suspect of existing, is the silent but irresistible power which comes to the rescue of those who fight on in the face of discouragement. If we speak of this power at all, we call it persistence and let it go at that. One thing we all know, if one does not possess persistence, one does not achieve noteworthy success in any calling. So there you have it, my friends. I am excited to hear your thoughts. Let's open up the lines here. Star 6 to unmute your line and come on out.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Melvin.
I would say there's probably no single thing probably more important to success than that. And we hear it in all different forms, whether we hear don't give up or stick to it or don't quit, hang in there. You know, all these various terms, they all mean persistent. And I would say that just the opposite of that is why most people never make it, how fast they give up and quit. And so this is it. And anybody can implement it because it works magic and it'll work for anybody. It's like that thing about water dripping on a rock. And just by being persistent, it will actually wear that rock away. So that's a magic ingredient that we all can implement, and should we do so, we will have it made. Back to you.
Thanks, Melvin. Love that example of water dripping on a rock. It's a law of nature that most of us never recognize. And like you said, we can apply that exact law within our lives, and it does work magic. It's exciting stuff, because once you understand this, you realize you really can do anything provided you know this little secret and don't quit and be persistent. And defeat will finally give up and stop trying, because it realizes that you're going to do anything it takes to overcome. Star 6, who's next?
Hey, Paul.
Yeah,
John Miller.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Who is that, John Miller?
Yeah, Sacramento.
Go ahead, John.
I read something from Jim Rohn. A little quote I want to share with you. He said, when you know what you want, and you want it badly enough, you'll find a way to get it.
Very, very true and profound. When you know what you want, and you want it bad enough, you will get it. You'll find a way to get it. Thank you. Appreciate that, John. It goes right along with what Napoleon was talking about in this chapter when he said weak desires bring weak results. Strong desires bring strong results. If the fire of your desire is burning brightly enough and hot enough, you absolutely will find a way to get it. And that's one of the reasons that I am such a believer in these principles in this call, because I realize that if myself and everyone on my team and everyone on your teams, if people could just get these principles down, we would all figure things out pretty much for ourselves. I mean, we really would. Just it's what you said is so true. When you know what you want and you want it bad enough and you know some of these principles, you'll find a way to get it. Appreciate that, John. Was that Rick?
Yeah, this was Rick. That was great from John. You know, awesome plug right there. We appreciate that. But I'm excited to talk about persistence. It's a great way to test and see what your true belief is. And, you know, you can say persistent could be faith, because, you know, you're going to develop that faith, and that's going to come by hearing, right? You're going to develop faith by hearing, because who are you hearing? You're hearing yourself. You're hearing other people also. And so when you're persisting, you're basically saying, hey, listen, I believe it can happen. And if you're not certain, or if you have doubts, getting on calls like this in the morning will help you, like Paul said earlier on, will help you to persist. It, you know, if you birds of a feather flock together. And so you want to flock with this group, you know, and you keep going. You want to separate yourself from anybody else who don't believe you, and reaffirm any doubts you have in your mind. So the faith cometh by hearing, and you hear yourself most. And so that repetition, everything is starting to come together. What a repetition of affirmations and incantations to your mind will help cement your faith. I mean, it's the underpinning of achievement. And so this is one of the most incredible single, like Melvin said, single most important thing, adjective or action, whatever you can use to galvanize the belief in your mind, because this is it. You know, you will never persist in something if you don't have faith. And so this is really a key component. I mean, and it can, if you continue to do things in a certain way, you're going to get the result. An outcome is going to come. And so, wow, we can talk about this one every morning. I mean, it's incredible, and thank you for letting me talk. Back to you, Paul.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate those thoughts, as always. Love your insight. Star 6, who's next? You know, I'll share just a quick experience while we're waiting for the next person to come on the line, and would love to hear also, folks, if you have an experience in your life where persistence was a benefit to you. Share those experiences. Help us all see some real life examples in the lives of real people on this call. And I'll just tell you one real quick. You know, a few years ago, I had the opportunity to move over to Taiwan and serve a mission, a church mission. And the first item of business was to learn Mandarin Chinese. And I remember getting there the first day, you know, going around and talking to people on the streets and coming home and being literally exhausted, not understanding a word of what anybody said. And those first few days, I literally wrote in my journal that if I could quit, I would absolutely get back on the plane and fly back to Idaho, because this mountain that I had in front of me of learning Mandarin Chinese seems so big and so insurmountable that I didn't want to do it. But the thing was, I also wrote that quitting was not an option. I could not quit. So I had to stay and I had to persist. And within about 3 to 6 months, I became somewhat fluent in Mandarin Chinese. And then towards the end of that 2-year time frame, I got to the point where I could actually write speeches in Chinese in those funky looking characters. I could stand up in front of an audience and give a talk in Mandarin Chinese. And that came to me through persistence. So just one experience I've had in my life where persistence brought to me something that I didn't think was within my reach. Star 6, who's next? Come on out. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. It's Doc Fran.
Good morning, Doc Fran.
This persistence is my favorite attribute of success. And it is, in my observation and experience, the cornerstone of what allows one to ultimately create the success that they want. And the first thing that I want to bring to consciousness for everyone on the call is we have heard the 6 steps many times now. So we all are intellectually aware of the 6 steps. And it is not sufficient to simply have them in our mind, even if we've memorized the 6 steps intellectually. The only way that they actually bear fruit and create the manifestation that each of us seeks is when you apply those 6 steps. And that means that we have to literally do the work that's called for. And the work is very specific. It has to be written down, and then it has to be read back to each other, to ourselves. So this is a method of imprinting that self-talk into our subconscious. And there's no shortcut for it. You can't just keep thinking these 6 steps, because they'll go out of your mind in a thought conscious basis. So do the physicality of the 6 steps and do it in exactly the sequence that they want. So I challenge each person on this call to sit down and refocus at this unit in time. What is your defined amount? Because most of us are talking. I mean, we know that we're, you know, abundance is in all things, but most of us are centered on creating more abundance of money in our life. So apply those 6 steps to the amount of cash. Now, I'm going to take a few minutes, and I'm going to truncate this very much to make the point clear in terms of the power of persistence in your life. I had made the agreement to myself about 35 years ago that my goal was to make $1 million in 1 year. And I did not do the 6 steps in their entirety. I didn't write them down at that point, etc. And so I went on, and I also knew that I was going to be a doctor. So there was a belief that just being a doctor would automatically allow me to make $1 million a year. And so that was my fixed idea, and I went to work. And I was moving steadily towards that. I did, in fact, create $1 million a year, but I never really earned it. What I wanted to do, and I was not specific, I wanted to earn $1 million. In other words, have $1 million that was in my account at the end of a year, not just generate $1 million. So there's a big difference between generating money and earning that money. And in business and in our industries, we generate millions of dollars in business, But what is the cost of that? Well, in my practice, it was very significant. So even though I would generate $1 million or more a year, I would never make that much money because it was costing me several hundred thousand in, dollars a year to create the $1 million a year. So Rick can attest to that. He's been in business for himself. Mel can attest to that because he's been in multiple companies. I mean, he's generated through his efforts millions of dollars in sales for his companies. So then at the height of my career, just as I was getting to the point in my career where my practice would go to the point where I would net $1 million a year, God saw a way to test that resolve. And I lost the use of my arms, and I had to go out and retire from practice at 52 years of age at the very height of my earning potential. Now, God never gives us a challenge that we can't overcome if we don't go into agreement with the challenge. So years before that, I was given the inspiration to get involved in home-based businesses, network marketing, relationship marketing. And because of following that inspiration, I had a parallel universe of income that allowed me to not only not go into agreement. I was told in 1998 that if I lived 3 years, I'd have to have all my joints replaced. And I told my doctors, well, thanks, I don't agree with that. And I focused all of my energy on not dying and not being dismembered in the process. And because of my networking experience, I had an income stream that allowed me to pursue a course of action that allowed me to heal and recover. And it was through another networking company whose products were literally the agent by which I have put my medical problem in full remission for 13 years. And so having gone through 5 companies to find one now that is persistent, the other companies, most of them survived. Some of them are still there. But I was not able to succeed to the level that I needed to in those companies for different reasons, and mainly because I didn't write down the definite purpose. I didn't follow the 6 steps. I didn't do the physicality of it in those companies. I made a lot of money. I made, you know, millions of dollars over time, but I never have accomplished my purpose and my drive and my burning desire to earn $1 million in 1 year in my bank account. And so what's beautiful is that persistence on the course, never giving up, always picking up the banner and starting over again when one avenue changed. There's a wise man said to me one time that words that really resonated, and that is, you know, when the horse dies, dismount. And so there's a value in being loyal, but if a particular vehicle or engine or company has ceased to serve your purpose, then it's time to switch your allegiance and your loyalty and find something that will. And so that's how I came to this. I had accumulated quite a bit of income. I had stopped doing all networking. I had a very high net worth. And I got bored in 2008 and decided to go back into a brick-and-mortar business. So I started a brick-and-mortar business in 2008, right before the crash of the economy, about 8.5 months before the crash of the economy. And so the net effect of that is that I lost the great bulk of my net worth, my cash, and my liquid assets, trying to make that business survive in unsurvivable times. But rather than simply go into agreement with the fact that I had failed and that I would sit and I would go into my maturity in poverty and just getting by on what was available and what was residual, I again looked around and found an instrument by which I could recover myself. And that instrument, of course, is the company that I'm now actively involved in. And the beauty is that because of this persistent belief and the persistence in being willing to pick up again and go, I am now in a position where I will be earning that $1 million a year in my pocket, and in fact, multiple of that. So does persistence work? Absolutely. Does doing the formula, doing the physicality of the formula work? Absolutely. It is no magic. It is no mystery that this is the company that is working, and that the instrument by which I am finally focused and clear is that that piece of the formula was driven home to me in such a way that I finally understood it. So thanks to Paul, thanks to all the members on this group, and thanks to the increasing and ever abundant creator that has allowed all of this to happen for all of us. Back to you, Paul.
One word for you, Doc Fran. Bravo. Good for you, and thank you for that great illustration of your life and your persistence and your continuation in your pursuit of your major definite purpose. Really appreciate those words. Star Six,
hey,
who else
Paul?
Wants to jump out?
Hey, Paul, this is Mike.
Yes. Hey, Mike.
Mike, how's it going? Yeah, I just wanted to add a quick little thing on my story on persistence. You know how we talked about the 30 ways that you fail? I would almost put persistence number one, because here's kind of a reality. If you don't persist in something, you're guaranteed to fail, because this is kind of what happened to me. When I was in high school, I would do track, I'd do football. I went to, all the practices, and I succeeded. I just kept persisting, I kept going, and I succeeded. But then when I went to college, I didn't do my homework, I didn't go to class, and guess what happened? I didn't make it, I didn't pass. I dropped out, I didn't succeed. I call it everything in my life that I did not persist in, I failed at. So I would almost put that number one on your book. If you quit something, you are guaranteed to fail. Guaranteed. The only way you're guaranteed to fail is if you quit. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate that. Those points. So true.
Yeah, Rick, I wanted to add something to what Doc Fran said earlier on in his experience, and this really is, when you get knocked down, a successful person will get back up twice as hard. Twice as hard, and really impressed with that, Doc, and persistence is, we'll see you next to persistence, your picture in the dictionary. It's incredible. Appreciate you, man.
Paul, Doc Fran?
Yes.
This is Sandy from Minnesota. Good morning. I have a persistent story. As a gymnast, my first gymnastics meet in Minnesota in high school, on the balance beam, I was so nervous. I fell off so many times that I actually got a zero. Now, I don't think there's a case in history that anybody's gotten a zero. At least you'd get a one for trying. And, I could have been discouraged. I could have gave up, but I was persistent and I was determined. And the next gymnastics meet, I got the highest score. I was the most improved gymnast. I went on to become the all-around, the state, the captain, and everything, all because of persistence. And Doc Fran would know, in my 50s, I still do gymnastics all over the world. I got handstands wherever I'm at. I got a trampoline in my backyard. In fact, the Minneapolis Star featured me, how I got this body. I'm doing a back layout. So, anyways, it's a lot of fun. Thank you.
Wow, Sandy, thank you for that incredible story. You actually got a zero, and then you went on to be a world-class gymnast. Amazing. Good for you. That is so incredible.
Thank you very much.
What a great story. It reminds me of my first year in network marketing where I worked for 12 solid months and did not see one single solitary paycheck. Most people would quit. I got a zero in network marketing my first year.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir.
It truly is magic. There's no more magic of any subject or matter that we can speak of than persistence. If any and everybody starts applying this, they've got it made. I mean, if you knew the story of Red Fox or Michael Jordan, or I mean, we can go on and on and on. And if you find out how bad some people's situations were and the fact that they just hung in there and didn't give up and stuck with it, this is something that will work for anybody. I mean, nobody has a patent on it. Nobody owns it. It's anybody can apply persistence, and it will work magic in their lives. And just a matter of not quitting and sticking to it and not giving up. It's one beautiful thing to implement. Back to you.
Agree 100%, my friend. Anyone else want to jump out here with any comments or stories of persistence in your life or your business, your network marketing business?
Good morning,
hi,
Paul.
Cornelius.
Yes, who is that?
This is Neville.
Cornelius from Long Beach.
I think Neville first, and then the gentleman from Long Beach.
Hi there. I must commend everyone, Dr. Fran and the young lady from Minneapolis. You know, and they persisted. And I look at life myself, and I said, "Wow, you know, this is also awesome." For myself, it wasn't as bad as Dr. Fran. I know I injured my back, and they wanted to have surgery on my back, and I refused. Dr. Fran, I believed I could get better. After 17 years of seeing maybe 10 different chiropractors and nutritional things, exercise and things, the backache went away, and I started, and during that time, you know, it cost a lot of revenue. I was in direct sales, and you get up every day with pain. You cannot move well. Even when you move, you're in constant pain. If anyone has experienced that, and nobody understands what you're going through except you. You know, people might sympathize with you, and thinking you don't want sympathy. You know, you want the pain to go away. So it went away. About 17 years after one day I got up, and it was gone. That's where faith comes into play and persistence. But I kept on working during that time, and it cost me at least $2 million in income that I should have picked up during that time, which I lost. Then, right after that finished, and things have started going well. I was working for my same company. I was beginning to do well again. Hit my head, detached the retina in one eye, lost about 80%, and I had to be home for a year. Couldn't lift up anything. Couldn't even bend my head down. Couldn't drive a car. And it happened. I came back out to drive a car. It was like you can't believe it. Your judgment is gone. You cannot see well. You're hitting the brake, and the car is about 20 miles down the road from you. So. But to the grace of God, I persisted, and I got to drive again, went back out to work, and just as I got it back out to work and started going again, I twisted my knee doing something. I'm a soccer player all my life, so the knee would give me trouble for some time, so I didn't. I left it alone. But now I went back out. And I went to see an orthopedic doctor. And sometimes when you're careless in life, too, and that's what gets you into trouble. And I had insurance to see the best, but I didn't do that. I see someone in the neighborhood that they said was good and didn't check him out, went to see him. He butchered the knee. Cut a long story short, I ended up with 8 knee surgeries. just to correct the mistake that he made. So when I stopped everything, basically. I had to retire early. Network marketing is something I did for years. Like Doc Fran, he had made a lot of money. I didn't make a lot of money, but I put a lot of money into network marketing. I had startup companies that I got involved with. We tried to put stuff together and spent thousands and thousands of dollars. Everything went down the drain. And just like Doc Fran said, just before the crash, I decided to invest in some internet company that were going to put newspaper on the internet. And we're going to corner the market and stuff. I took a bulk of my money and threw it into that. Hello? It went. I didn't know where it went. Everybody disappeared. Everything went down the drain. So I'd given up on network marketing. I'd just given up on that's a given up. But when 124 came, when this new business came into my life, I was just trying to learn how to work on the internet and try to develop business on the internet. And so even though I'd struggled and going through some issues still with my knees, I decided to do it. And thank God I did. The product helped wipe out a tremendous amount of inflammation out of my knees and allowing me to function a lot better now. And the business took off pretty good at first, and then I ran into a hole, so now I'm rebuilding. So, guys, and to persist, I'm going to come to you guys on a regular basis for help and certain things, but I have to get my dockets in order first before I start doing what you're doing. And I've written my definite purpose, and I have it in position. I'm tweaking it as I go along to get myself in a position now to earn like you guys are earning and do some other things. So it's great to be on this call with you guys. It shows me that I'm not alone. And the thing I say is a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. I'm a winner. I believe I'm a winner. So therefore, I am not going to quit. So whether, success is mine, I don't know if it will be, is mine. It's really up to me. So I thank all you guys on this call this morning. I thank all of you guys who are here with all the time. I know you guys put in a lot of time on your own time to plan these days and to function so that when you come in here, you have a great program. So I'm grateful to what you guys are offering. And I'm hopefully one day, as I go along, I'll be able to contribute more and more as we go along. And there's a good book out there called The Greatest Salesman Ever, in which persistent is one of the scrolls in that book. So, but like I said, guys, all you guys are showing in here is love for each other, for one another, and that's the greatest thing we can do. And with that, we'll persist to success. I thank you all, and I thank you all, and I thank you all.
Neville, thank you. Incredible, insightful, inspirational thoughts that you've shared with us and experiences from your life. We really appreciate that. Tremendous contribution to our discussion this morning and looking forward to more. Thank you very much, sir. Someone from Long Beach. Oh,
yeah,
go ahead.
This is Cornelius from Long Beach.
Oh, I'm sorry, Long Beach. That's right. Go.
Go ahead, yeah. Cornelius.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for letting me be a part of this call. I just wanted to let you guys know that I've been a part of network marketing for almost 8 years now. Kind of success in some, areas, but not that much. But the biggest thing I've learned is persistence, is not to give up. I've never met anyone in network marketing that has given up and succeeded. And so that helped me in a lot of my areas in my life that persistence is the key, that failure cannot cope with persistence. As long as I keep trying and keep going, that I will succeed. And I believe that for everyone. I mean, I have two kids, and it'd be hard to teach them to give up if I quit, So I have to be an example for them to be persistent and not quit. And so I just want to let everybody know that's my goal, to be an example to my kids and everyone around me to be persistent. And thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Cornelius, and we, and I can speak for all of us, we respect your example, and thank you for making that verbal commitment to all of us on the line, and we support you in that. Thank you. Doc, go ahead, sir.
Well, I wanted to applaud Neville, and you know, he points out some very important characteristics of an individual who is persistent and who will and is winning. You know, I've often said that success is not a point that one arrives at some ill-defined time in the future. You know, success is a continuum of your life, and your life is a success. And I'm speaking to the choir here because every one of the people on this call is successful in their life, manifested literally by simply being on the call. But the important thing that he manifested there and stated was that he didn't go into agreement with a diagnosis or a prognosis. And be careful about allowing people to label you and going into agreement with that label. And unfortunately, it's a practice that's far too common in our lives today. And, you know, keep your own counsel on that point and have your own knowingness. Your agreements are what really determine your actions in the course of your life. So be careful what you allow yourself to agree with. And, you know, it was beautiful that he had multiple ways of being challenged to points where he was physically challenged to prevent him from moving forward and being ultimately successful. And at no point did he allow himself to go into agreement with that physical challenge to be the end point of his endeavors or his activities. So that's the beautiful story. All of us have challenges. They come in many forms. And it's just not allowing yourself, and it's not always negative things. Like I was a trim carpenter and a finish carpenter. That could have been an end point career for me, but I wasn't in agreement with that. I had another goal that was different. So there's many times that we could find a place of comfort in our life where we could go into agreement and stop there and have that be the course and path of the rest of our life. And the beautiful thing about being in network marketing, it doesn't matter what company you're with. If you believe that that company is your path, then pursue it, maintain your persistence, be absolutely faithful. And the old saying is that this is nothing more than a personal development course coupled with a compensation plan. And so I applaud everyone, regardless of what company you're in, if you maintain action, persistence, dedication, faith, and belief on the course that you're in, you are moving continually, successfully to the conclusion of a successful life.
Thanks, Doc. We're getting a little bit of feedback, so if you've spoken, please press *6 to mute your line back out unless you're wanting to come back out. But would love to hear from anyone that wants to speak or share any other thoughts. *6 to come on out.
Hey, Paul?
Yes. Was that Ernie there first and then someone after Ernie? Was that Ernie?
This is Evan in Utah.
Oh, hey, Evan. Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm just reminded of one of my favorite books by Og Mandino, The Greatest Salesman in the World. And he has a whole chapter dedicated to persistence. And one of my favorite paragraphs in that, he says, "I will persist until I succeed. Always will I take another step. If that is of no avail, I will take another and yet another. In truth, one step at a time is not too difficult. I know that small attempts repeated will complete any undertaking." And I really like that because if you do look at it just by one step at a time, you know, that's not too difficult at all. You know, if you're looking at an insurmountable task, then you can be easily overwhelmed, but just taking it one step at a time is not too difficult. And point in fact yesterday. Actually, this is a an experience from you, Paul, on your training call yesterday where you're doing live prospects with Justin. You were making calls and calls had calls for an hour, and you got one person who said yes, that they're interested to look at what you're doing. And you made a point that really struck with me. He said, can you imagine if you just did this every single day, 1 hour a day, made calls, and just found one person each day, that's five people a week, and you do that Monday through Friday, that's 25 people a month. And if out of those 25 people, one person said yes and joined your business, you know, that would be successful in what we're doing. And that just really struck with me and made a commitment to myself that I was going to do that. And so thank you. And just in that persistence, just taking one step at a time. Back to you, Paul.
Evan, thanks for sharing that. I really appreciate it. I was actually going to talk about that that call because, you know, if someone popped on that line and heard Justin and I making those calls yesterday, odds are, unless they caught that little piece that you caught, and I'm so glad that you shared that because it means a lot that you got that out of there, but most people would have popped on that call and heard us making dials for an hour and probably said to themselves, well, this is worthless. I mean, they didn't talk to anybody. They didn't sign anybody up. They didn't, you know, no perceivable immediate step forward in the business. But the one secret that anyone that came to that conclusion didn't realize is that Paul and Justin and Evan will pick up the phone today and do the same thing again. And we'll pick up the phone tomorrow and do the same thing again. And that is what produces the results. So, Evan, thank you so much for sharing that. Really appreciate it. Someone was jumping out there with Evan. Who is that?
Paul?
Yes.
In Las Vegas. All my life, I'm 72 years old now, and everything I persisted and went after, I got, whether it was success or failure, but I still got it. So the mindset is key, but the thing that I wanted the most, I did receive and did get. And, you know, I've been at MNIM for about 10, 20 years maybe. I did pretty well in those businesses, but I never actually accessed. I was able to get the same things as I get with 124. So I'm not quitting. I will do whatever it takes to get what I want. With this business, I believe I have only got the right engine and group to work with. So thank you, Paul and Dr. Fran.
Well, thank you for recognizing and taking responsibility and making the commitment that you need to make in your life. That is true, true power, my friend, and we're here to support you. Appreciate that. Thank you so much for sharing.
Got guts. Well, he's got a lot of guts.
Absolutely.
It takes guts to succeed, man. Guts is what it takes. You know, appreciate the last talker on the line, and I want to say something about, I was on your call yesterday, and what you said is a bright star, because a light bulb goes off, and what you will see, if you guys were hitting everybody on the call yesterday, somebody else would sit back and make an excuse and say, well, you know, they know what they're doing, I couldn't do that, they're getting everybody to sign up, see, I can't do that myself. You see, it's all part of the game. You know, the game of business, it's all part of the game. Whether you up one day or down one day, that's what it is. It's a game you got to play. You know, but you put in your best effort. You put your best effort every day. And like I said to you, Paul, yesterday, you don't judge your success of the day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you sow. And you sowed a lot of seed, and I learned from your call yesterday. And I appreciate you for putting that call on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Doc, were you jumping out there again?
No, but, you know, I do want to acknowledge one thing, and success leaves clues. And I hear, you know, I hear a lot of the same people on the call consistently, and that is one of the keys to success is availing yourself. There was an individual who jumped on the call this morning, and I felt that this was really, again, a good lesson on success leaves clues. Sandy jumped out. This is a young woman that I've known now for about 8 years, and she is an extraordinarily successful marketer. And we were talking yesterday, and I just mentioned this mindset call and how excited I am about the fact that it's a multi-company call, that it's just like-minded people. And one of the things that I love about this call is just like the gentleman who just spoke, and people encountering truth for themselves and finally hearing it. And that's the value of the call, is what everyone shares, because what they share can be the key that unlocks the awareness and the consciousness of a piece of truth for someone else on the call. And it's beautiful when you hear someone come to a new level of understanding and a new level of consciousness. So here, you know, Sandy goes, well, what is that call? What, you know, I want to be on that call. And sure enough, this morning, she's on the call. So success leaves clues, folks. Back to you, Paul.
It sure does. And Sandy, welcome to the group. So excited to have you on the line this morning. And already we've gotten so much value from your share this morning. So hope you'll definitely continue to stay with us. Anyone else want to jump out here? We got about 3 minutes left before we close and get on with the business of the day. We do have 3 minutes.
Hi, Paul.
Left.
Neville again.
Hey, Neville.
One quick thing I want to add.
Thank you.
The young man brought up Ogmandino, and you're calling and not getting people. It takes you 30 calls to get one person. And in the same persistent chapter that he had written, where he said, I remember the ancient law of averages. I will bend it to my good. I'll persist with the knowledge that each failure to sell will increase my chance of success at the next attempt. Each nay I hear will bring me closer to the sound of yea. Each frown I meet only prepares me for a smile to come. Each misfortune I encounter will carry in it the seed of tomorrow's good luck. I must have the night to appreciate the day. I must fail often to succeed once. I will persist and let succeed. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Neville. So relevant, so beautiful. I want to grab that book, Ogmandino, The Greatest Salesman in the World. I think that is one that I do not have. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for this wonderful discussion. Anyone else real quick before we close out? All right, folks.
Paul?
Well, listen. Oh, yes, yes. Go ahead.
This is Lindy.
Hi, Lindy.
You know, I really appreciate you mentioning that this is a mastermind group, and I was told by some of the members at the beginning of one of the calls that there is a Facebook page for this group.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to make more people aware of that.
Yes. I appreciate that. If we go to Facebook and type in the search bar at the top, We Are Think and Grow Rich, that'll get us to that Facebook page. And I don't know if Sandy would be open, but I'm kind of curious. She said she's being featured in a magazine for having such an amazing in-shape body. I'd love to see some pictures of you, Sandy. I don't know if you'd be open to posting some pictures, but, yeah, that would be awesome. So We Are Think and Grow Rich. Folks, listen, I love each of you. I appreciate you. I believe in you. And I know that we all feel the same about each other. This is a special, unique group. We are not in the majority. We are in the minority. We are people who get on a phone call every morning, Monday through Friday, and talk about principles and truths and laws and share our experiences and help each other grow and move forward in our lives and in our businesses. And it's a powerful thing. I appreciate you. You do inspire me. You do motivate me. Let's get out there today. Let's follow the counsel of Napoleon Hill. Let us have faith. Let us take action. Let us be persistent, my friends, and let us realize that success is ours. Let's make it a great day, and we'll see you back on tomorrow morning's call. Take care, everyone.